It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
This next subject really hits home, especially as a parent, because my son's about to enter youth athletics. I know he's about 3 years old, but still, he's right now in Pee Wee soccer. And I see so much of these parents taking their kids to be trophies and emulating what they're seeing the professional athletes do. Joining me today is founder and CEO of A Level Up, Ron Harris, and we're going to discuss today developing the character in the youth athlete. Ron, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Jay. How are you?
Ron, I'm great. Thank you for asking. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm seeing everything from Friday Night Tights. I'm seeing these kids that are 6 years old, 7 years old, looking as if they're professional athletics, and the parents are encouraging it. And it really upsets me because I'm a parent, I know you're a parent, and we're going to be exposing our kids to this. I mean, Ron, what is going on these days with the character in youth athletics?
Well, Jay, thank you for having me on the show today, and I really appreciate the subject matter because it's so important to not just our nation, but to every child who has an opportunity to use their gifts and talents in a positive way through sport. The reality is a lot of times parents will have their lives lived through the children. And so there are many parents who struggle with the fact that they didn't achieve, and so what they want to make sure that they do is that their child has the best opportunity to succeed in life. And so it's with training, it's oftentimes private lessons, it's giving them the platform to be successful. Sometimes, though, it can be dangerous because some kids really don't want to do what their parents want them to do, and they're kind of living the unlived life of their parents. And there are some kids that are developing, and they really want to develop, but they almost get put into a situation that they're being exposed to too much too soon.
It's so true. I see it. You turn on these little league games that are on ESPN, and these kids look like they're in the minors. It's amazing. So with all these fingers pointings, parents are saying it's the coaches. Coaches are saying it's the parents. Kids are saying, I don't know. Ron, who is to blame? And is it actually society's fault? Or is it the parents or the coaches? Who's to blame, Ron?
Well, really, it's not really about finger pointing because everything starts in the home. The parents have the ultimate authority and responsibility of where their kids play, what their kids do, who their kids' coach is, and how they want their kids to be developed as a student first, athlete second. And so, for me, everything starts at home. A lot of times we will abdicate responsibility to the parents because we have a lot of single parent families, and we have some kids that have no parents, and the coach is seen as that person that is the most influential person in their life. That's number one, Jay. Number two, the majority of parents probably spend most of their time watching, and the coach probably has more influence because he spends more time out of the course of a day, over the course of a week, over the course of a month, and the course of a year, and years developing the child. So there's a shared responsibility in that. And so due to the fact that the parent has primary authority in their kid's lives, the buck always stops there. I think there's a shared responsibility because the coach does have the opportunity to impact the child's life.
It's so true. I can still remember my Pee Wee baseball coaches. I can still remember my high school. I can still remember my college coaches and the impact that they had on me and the rules that they taught me and what they instilled in me to be a better man. And it is true. It does fall upon the parents. And I'm seeing that even in my son's three. You know, I see many of these parents bringing to these youth soccer leagues, and we're bringing there to learn motor skills and to have fun and to engage with other kids. And, you know, after they kick the ball, they run off. But then I see so many of these parents, these kids are three, the oldest kids are four, they miss the ball, and they're berated on the sidelines. I mean, these kids are three. So that goes right back to the parents, and this is my next question. I mean, if the character is taught at home, if these kids are sponges, what are the parents missing, or what can they do? What are some things that you have done with your children, what you have implemented in other children, and what can you tell parents that they can implement in their own kids to build up that character and a character of confidence?
Well, Jay, that's a great question. I think there are several things that I could insert right here, but primarily I think parents have to accept the responsibility to have character themselves. they have to continue to self-feed and actually put positive things in their mind, what they think and what they say and what they do. Because some things aren't necessarily taught, but they're caught by kids. They watch them. They mirror their actions and then their words and the things that they go about doing without saying anything. So first of all, I think parents need to take a look in the mirror at themselves and begin the responsibility of, why am I doing this? What do I want to accomplish? And in the next generation, what do I want to transfer to the next generation? Statistics show that parents that have great character or great attributes of character gives the opportunity for transcendence. And what transcendence means is that it transitions to the next generation. That's number one. Number two is that you want to be in a position that great role models are around your kids. And so you check the background of your coaches, the style, the way they coach, how they coach. And you want to put their kids in a situation that they have a great role model themselves. And if they're a single parent family, there's that mom or there's that dad that's looking for someone that's going to shape their son or daughter. And so that, to me, as a parent, becomes a higher priority, because that person that emulates and extends the very morals and values and ethical responsibilities that would carry out in sport, you almost have those teachable moments that whether you win or lose is not the most important thing, but how you win and how you lose. You win with grace, right? And you lose and with that same grace and humility, and you love and you cherish those moments that every kid has. You know, everybody doesn't win. What happens? You've got two teams and one team wins and one team loses. If we teach constantly that winning is the only thing, then losing, you really leave that as a real big void. And so, with referees and with responsibility of the clock running out, you know, we have to show our kids and teach those intangible things within the game, within the sport, that we learn what character means. We understand integrity. We understand a great attitude. We understand responsibility, that the buck stops ultimately with that person and with that ball or with that frisbee or with whatever sport they're playing.
It's so true. It is so true. We don't learn the after effect. We don't learn the winning. We don't learn the losing. And you said it so poetically. And I was just watching my son play soccer this weekend, and we had a Father's Day weekend soccer game. And one of the kids who just won kicked the goal, and he grabbed his shirt and showed like the team name, and it said like Tiny Tots on it. And the parents were screaming, and the coach was screaming. And I was like, I can't believe this kid is emulating a professional athlete at 3 and 4 years old. Now, going back to you, Ron, and I want to ask a little personal question. What do you feel the greatest lesson that you learn as a youth athlete, either from a parent or a coach?
The greatest thing that I've learned is that work ethic is probably the most important thing for me. I would have to couple it with integrity. I'm not a self-made person, but, you know, I have great values and morals instilled by my mom, single parent. But she taught me, and I grabbed onto what integrity and work ethic mean. That means that I'm going to do things to the best of my ability with work ethic. And number two, I'm going to do it in the right way, regardless of what the outcome is. And so, I ran, I lifted, I had nobody pushing me. I wanted to get out of the ghetto. The only way I could do it is through sport. And being a single parent, my mom, she said, hey, I'll do everything I can for you. She worked 3 jobs, so she showed me work ethic. And then at the same time, you know, she did it in the right way. And I had a brother that was a drug dealer and a sister that was a crack addict and a prostitute. And so I saw what I shouldn't do. And however, they all came from the same home.
Wow,
and
Ron.
So I learned what it meant to work hard the right way. And those things have carried me to this point.
Ron, thank you so much for sharing with us today. To learn more about the character of a youth athlete and how to develop it, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale. Stay well.